Here is a possible continuation of the story of Booba Getz getting stuck in the Quantimino. Booba Getz quickly realized that he was no longer in his own dimension, and that he was now trapped in the Quantimino. He tried to find a way out, but the interdimensional properties of the Quantimino made it impossible for him to return. Booba Getz decided to make the best of his situation and started to explore the different timelines and parallel universes that he encountered in the Quantimino. He found that there were many different versions of Booba and started to collect samples of each one. Booba Getz soon became known as the Booba connoisseur of the Quantimino, and people from all timelines and parallel universes started to come to him for the best Booba. He used his food truck to sell boba and travel through the Quantimino, trying different recipes and experimenting with new flavors. Booba Getz eventually discovered that the Quantimino was a place of endless possibilities, and he was determined to make the most of his time there. He spent the rest of his days exploring the Quantimino and sharing his delicious boba with anyone who was willing to try it.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
I have a conspiracy theory, dude.
Tell us your conspiracy theory,
okay,
Brian.
Have you ever, you know how they have those groups on, they used to have this group on Facebook called, if you can afford to go eat, you can afford to tip or something.
Uh-huh.
And there's like this big
conspiracy.
There's a big, and that's like a,
yeah, I mean, treat your servers right.
Treat your servers right.
Bottle, man.
Tip, do all this. It's like a really big, there's a lot of cultural pressure to tip. Okay?
Right.
Which I guess is a good thing.
No.
Is it?
Okay. But I think this is, I mean, restaurants.
Yes.
Love this shit, dude.
Of course they do.
These little minions are out here saying, hey, you pay my fucking employee,
right.
Not me.
No, they don't even have to say that. Their employers are saying, you need to pay us more.
Who was
who's customer?
Saying that? Yeah, customers.
Right.
So no one's pointing their finger at the fucking restaurant.
Right.
I mean,
the problem will not get solved until you point the finger at the restaurant.
But everyone's out there going like, I'm a good person. I tip and you should too. And
I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I don't tip.
Thank you. See, you're doing the change that no one wants.
I'm being the change.
You know what? It's a little dirty sometimes, dude. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty and save a little money.
If I have to be the face of no tipping so that everybody can experience better wages overall, so be it.
So be it. It's just crazy.
I'm trying to raise the tides together. There has to be a little bit of hurt.
It's perfect for the restaurants, though.
It's perfect. Big restaurant loves this.
Because if I don't tip, I would feel guilty.
Yes.
And the restaurants are like, yes.
Rubbing their grubby mitts together as if it were a glory hole. As if their customers' wallets were glory holes.
Yeah, so anyway,
tipping.
Add big restaurant to the list.
Is that our new campaign, guys?
Stop tipping.
There's a dog a couple apartments down who won't stop barking.
Damn!
It drives me crazy because it's like, okay, I know you probably think I'm crazy.
You're not crazy.
No.
I don't like barking dogs.
Especially when they're not your dog.
If it's not my dog, for
even
sure.
Even if it's your dog.
Even
like,
if,
I'm
even
dog,
if
shut
it's
up.
Your dog.
Here's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's even worse.
Eventually,
but
shut
not
up.
Not your dog.
Yeah, you would say, shut the fuck up. So you
and
would
it would
shut
listen
your dog
to you.
Up. Yeah. But
it would have to.
But my neighbor leaves her dog. I'm guessing it's a her. Leaves a dog in there. And like she goes to work and the dog's in there. And then it's like this.
Oh. It's like a little lap dog.
There's something about the same. It's the same bark.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Right. It's
so
like
I, so
obsessive.
I left a message.
Oh, you left a message?
So I
like you wrote
you
a letter.
Took a shit.
Wrote a letter.
You took
it on
a shit.
Door.
And wrote
damn,
on her
dude.
Door. You,
no,
wait, you
fucking
you wrote,
boomer.
You wrote a letter.
I know, dude. I know. I'm
oh
sorry.
Oh, my God,
boomer.
Dude. You're so.
I know. I know.
Shit.
So
look,
much boomer shit. This guy.
I know.
What else did you
on,
do at your apartment?
I know.
What else did you do at your apartment?
What do you mean?
He introduced himself to his neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I introduced
you
myself
to 16-year-olds. Who let this guy in?
Who different let this dog out?
Different neighbors.
Fucking boomer.
Their dog does bark, but it, not as much as the other
Did
one.
Did you bring him like a dish or something?
No.
Was it pot roast?
It was just awkward. I was like, oh, hey, you live here?
Did you guys like run across each other in the hallway?
Did you hear this? Did you hear his introduction?
It all weekend hadn't spoken to anyone in my life.
In his life.
In my life, I had never spoken to anyone that weekend. And I came out and I was like, oh, hey, y'all live here? And then one of them was like, no, I don't live here.
Not creepy.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I live next door. And they were like, okay, fuck off, you fucking piece of shit. And then I left. I mean, they didn't say that, but they were like freaked out.
They were
out.
Looking at it like that?
Yeah, they were like, man. Who's this fucking...
They're probably Gen Z.
No, he opened
they
up...
They are Gen Z.
He opened up with, you live here.
Mm-hmm. It was accusatory.
Yeah. And also, it's just like...
What a weird question.
It is weird, dude. I know it's weird.
Like, obviously.
And I know I shouldn't have left the note, but I wrote a note. It said...
To that same neighbor?
No, the other, the barking dog neighbor.
Barking dog neighbor. I wrote a little note on a flash card.
Oh, my God. He has index cards. He has a college-ruled index card.
Why the fuck do you have... Why do you have ruled...
Why do you have ruled index cards?
I don't know. I use them for stand-up.
Jesus Christ.
Are they multicolored?
Okay. Well, you do take notes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Fluorescent.
Okay, anyway. It doesn't... Who cares if I had them for...
We all care, man!
Yeah, I would care. I would be concerned about you.
On the card I wrote...
Damn.
Your dog has been barking for hours.
How's your handwriting?
It's really good.
All right.
So I wrote, your dog has been barking for hours, period.
Yeah, it was cursive, right?
Not cursive.
She couldn't read it
if
it was.
Yeah, they don't teach it anymore. So if it's Gen Z, they
can't read it.
I got you. And then I put a little, I taped it on there.
Oh, no. They got your fingerprints. She got your fingerprints.
Was it with?
And your DNA.
Was it with magic tape? Scotch brand magic tape?
Yes. It was
nice,
Scotch.
Dude. Wow.
I think what's magic?
It's the one that peels off without leaving residue.
It is that, yes.
It's like the post-it note.
Yeah. So I did that, and I felt bad, but I was just really annoyed. I was like, and she's not here. She doesn't know. Some of these people don't know.
Did you leave your number?
You creepy-ass
Why is
boomer.
That creepy?
Leaving notes, man? I hate that shit.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyway, so.
Also,
the next,
he is right that nobody would tell her.
And she's not going to know because she's not there.
She probably knows.
So is there like a covenant or something about that?
What's that?
She's not allowed to let her dog bark during those hours?
No, but
it's just annoying as hell, and I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, but she has a right to let her do that.
It's a shared space. No, she does not have a right.
Like,
we live in a society.
If you were to play Slam City Podcast
in the hallway
at the same volume as this dog, he would get it's noise complaints.
Now, here's what happened.
So you said we're just a bunch of barking dogs?
What?
Rough Riders.
She had Rough Riders over?
I guess she
probably.
Did. Okay, so anyway, so the next day.
DMX is dead.
The next day, the dog is barking again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Obviously.
So I go down to her door, and there's a note for me.
Oh!
Wow, the tables have
turned.
There's
a note for me.
Yeah.
Nice handwriting. That's why I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
So it said, sorry about the dog. He's a puppy. LOL.
Nice, man.
And I thought
so
that's nice. That's a nice sweet
nice.
Letter.
It is nice.
I don't know.
And
that
like she didn't have to.
She didn't have to.
And she took it well.
She took it well. And it made me feel bad. I was like,
man,
damn,
you
I'm
should
a
feel
fucking
bad.
Boomer and I'm a piece of shit.
You didn't have all the context.
I knew it was a puppy. That
you
didn't make
piece
me feel
of
any
shit.
Better. I knew it was
It probably has a hat.
Yeah, what if this puppy was wearing a hat?
That's gonna help you. If I hear it again,
Christ.
I'm gonna just imagine a hat. I'm gonna go, I'm just gonna smile.
A little yap.
I'm just gonna smile.
It's a puppy with a hat.
That's
what
a reference
hat,
to another episode that we did recently.
The last one?
The last episode. Okay, anyway, so...
What kind of hat is this puppy wearing? Let's paint this
it's
picture.
A truck, no, I was thinking it was wearing like a Robin Hood hat.
I was thinking a cowboy hat.
Oh, like a little...
Yeah.
Pointy
hat?
You, Brito, yeah. What kind of hat is this?
Robin Hood hat.
Ooh.
What's the puppy wearing?
A bowler.
I can see that. Because it's kind of...
What did you see?
What did you see?
Like a baseball cap?
Newsy?
What did you see?
A trucker hat. Basic bitch.
You're not letting him answer. What's the hat you're seeing?
Yeah, I just saw a regular hat.
What's a regular hat?
What's a regular hat?
Baseball? Like the hat that I wear. Like
Tony the Tiger hat.
Baseball
you know,
cap?
Cowboy hats are regular in some places.
That's right.
Only here.
Okay, so.
In the mountains.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to write her a note.
Do you want to call this segment Brian's couch?
Nope.
No. So I'm going to write her a note back.
Yes. Let's see.
With
let's
the same
see
index cards, fingerprints all over it.
She, you know what? She had an index card too.
She's a girl.
Or she did on the back.
Maybe she's a college student.
Oh.
Anyways.
She did do the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Blank
so
space.
Nobody has.
She kind of has the last index card.
Nobody
on the
has
block.
The index cards except you.
Yeah, except you.
Office Max like, fuck yeah, we fucking sold them.
One sale for the year, $1.49.
They're like, call me.
I write something like, I'm sorry for being a grump. or something.
No, man.
Why not?
Fucking
I said, I'm sorry for being grumpy.
You should have put.
So you've never seen the owner.
Dogs are cute. LOL. Never seen is what I put.
You should have put 666-519-9466.
I just thought that maybe that I was going to start some kind of like you've got mail scenario.
Yeah, you
got
to shoot your shot.
Like it was something like we're going to like
right.
we're going to this is going to keep
and you've
going
never
on.
Seen this person.
So I went back the next day. No letter, dude.
Really?
It
really?
Ended, that ended it, dude. I thought we were going to have a, this was a meet cute, dude. I'm Tom Hanks. She's Meg Ryan.
So your
Dave
version,
Chappelle.
Jesus Christ.
I actually saw
I'm
this
Dave
TikTok.
Your version
this.
Of You've Got Mail is You Ain't Got Shit.
Ain't got shit.
What do you mean?
You ain't got shit. Oh.
So when you That's log true. Into your AOL account, yeah. it's like, you ain't got shit.
And what makes it worse, dude, is now the dog still barks, dude.
Yeah.
And I can't do shit, dude. I can't.
You can't
I
remind
can't go
her?
Back. She knows. I also put room 30.
No!
No!
Oh, my God.
Well, look, I wanted
what
to,
the fuck, man?
What? I wanted to fess up. I want to say Brian.
Yeah.
3213. Apartment 3213.
Nice. Nice.
So
safe.
So now she knows who I am.
Yeah.
So I got to just hear the barking. I just got to swallow the fucking barking, dude.
In a previous episode, I tried to bring up a terrible porn ending, but then I immediately forgot what it was. I thought it was like going to be so egregious that I could never forget it. So I didn't write it down. Lo and behold, I forgot.
Lesson learned.
I learned a lot of lessons.
Egregious?
It was fairly egregious, and I think it was like inappropriate.
Is this GMN egregious or Brian McFly egregious?
No, this is GM. It's like, no, it's not unethical. It just seems like, hey, that didn't need to happen.
Okay.
That was unnecessary.
Do you think
so the
if we
premises,
keep talking about it without you saying it, you're going to forget it again?
No, I remember it. I studied
vividly.
It.
Vividly!
And so the premise is, it's father-daughter swaps.
Sure.
Which you did mention last time.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes. And at the end, the swapped father comes on a cookie and she licks it off.
Yeah, don't do that.
Is that a Girl Scout cookie? Like,
wait, no, it's a fresh baked. There's a whole tray of them. Dude pulls one off.
Look.
And then she licks it off the fucking cookie.
Well, listen, let me ask this.
I didn't need any of that.
Does this have to do with the scene like she was making cookies in the beginning as part of the storyline?
Yeah, was it?
Yes.
I think maybe.
No, it's a yes. Why would he just pull a cookie?
Okay, I don't.
If it was Gonzo and he just pulls a cookie out, yeah, that's a problem.
But
what does that have to do with a story?
That's a problem. But if it's canon.
If it's part of the plot.
Let him shoot on the cookie.
Do you guys have an issue involving food in
pornog
sexuality?
Yeah. I don't want you to come into something and I don't want them to. Like, I'll let them eat cum, you know.
Directly,
all the way.
Drink.
And there's like, if there's multiple, if there's gallons and gallons, I don't give
like
a
fish
fuck.
Bowls worth.
If it's raining
that.
From the motherfucking sky,
please.
I don't give a fuck.
Love
the
it.
Moment you cook it,
oh yeah, no,
the cumlet.
Don't put it on anything that was in the oven either.
Yeah, maybe don't glaze something. Don't glaze a ham.
So these were fresh baked cookies, and he drops a load on them,
and she licks it off.
No, fuck you.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No,
I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
You must like it though.
Probably, I guess.
Can
That's
you
fine.
Imagine the taste of that cookie?
Gross.
Why are you guys imagining that part of
chocolate
it?
Chocolate chip swimming pools.
Dropping your load on the cookie.
I'm not. I don't want to drop a load on a cookie.
Why
I want
to
drop a load
on her
face,
dude.
Hey, Brian. This is Hinge, and this your date wants her to drop a load on a cookie, and she wants to eat it.
I'll do it, but
see.
I'll do it, but I don't want, it's not, I would never suggest it, but I'll say I would prefer coming on the floor and her licking it off my dirty floor.
That is fucking disgusting.
I would
disgusting.
Prefer that to putting it on a porous fucking cookie.
I think it's better to put it on the
Gross.
Cookie than the fucking floor, you
no,
nasty ass.
Dude, you're a nasty ass.
That's kind of disrespectful.
That's the point.
You're a fucking, fucking cum chef, dude.
That's
Fuck
the
you.
Point. It's like how
are, it's like meeting
what are
in the
you
mail
willing
if you
to get
it
to
on
it.
A cookie.
It's like, what are you willing to do to get to my sauce?
Not
you're
not
willing
just,
to lick it off the floor. I don't want to give it to you on a cookie.
Not just that, dude. Don't mix dessert and cum, dude. I don't do it.
Because a lot of desserts could have cum in them, and you would never know.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to.
He
think
doesn't
about
want
it.
That brain worm.
Head, yeah.
So what's your stance on snowballing?
Love it.
Unless don't spit on a cookie.
Okay, if a girl puts cum in her mouth and then puts it on a cookie and then someone licks it off, I don't like it.
So you don't want to share the cookie?
There's no
there?
He doesn't want an interface for the cum.
No, right.
What if she's just like chewing gum?
Cum
then?
Direct.
Like, that's fine.
The only interfaces are floor. Table,
her body,
pie hole,
another woman,
hands,
another
one of
woman,
many pie holes,
sure,
glasses,
yeah, dude,
hair,
she could felch it,
is
dude.
Everywhere,
Yeah, she could suck it out of a butt.
I tell you what, if she has a cookie,
you
in
would
her
snowball
ass,
a felch load over a cookie. You fucking nasty ass.
Look,
I'm not eating a cookie with cum on it.
If the cookie is in her ass and then cum goes in the ass, I will allow her
unless
to eat the cookie and
what
the
if she's
cum.
Passing the
chocolate
cookie.
Chip macadamia? Can we talk about that?
What do you
white
mean?
Chocolate macadamia.
Now,
the best cookie ever.
We might have a conversation about white chocolate
color
macadamia.
The ingredients and the jizz,
and maybe it's a flavor enhancer. I don't
know. Yeah, you know, it's like a little salty, little sweet.
We've been talking about that chocolate steaks here. But no cum steaks.
Still the same idea, though.
If it was on like a...
regardless of cookie.
What if it was on a pie?
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. If it's on like a...
A Jello. Cake Pop.
No, not Kimmick. Cake Pop. Nothing cakey. If it's like a hard,
a lollipop?
Solid thing.
Oh, just like
if it's a hard, solid
like
thing,
a
I'm into
a never-ending gobstopper.
Sure. That's fine, but anything that it could just like soak
seep into.
I don't want to think about any dessert, any bread
getting impregnated.
In cum. Ew, dude.
If the thing that she's consuming could get impregnated, he doesn't want to think
about
it.
So how do you feel about pussy
it's
pops?
Like a cuatro leches cake.
Oh, exactly,
oh,
dude. Exactly.
My God.
Gross.
Imagine that, oh my God. Tres leches feels like too many leches sometimes. Imagine cuatro leches. And that fourth leche? Come.
No. No, sir.
Come.
No, sir. So there's some more dog trouble in my apartment complex.
Oh, no. That's right. Because you have a yappy dog. The you got mail that ended abruptly.
Yeah.
The
I think
your neighbor. No. They didn't have dogs, but you introduced yourself like an old man.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
You asked them. Y'all live here?
And they said, yeah.
Yeah?
Can right. you mind your
bye.
Own fucking business,
all right,
you
bye.
Old piece of shit?
Hey, don't follow us into our apartment. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do that.
What?
I got Bartles and James at my place.
Bartles and James?
You guys interested in hanging out?
I have some Kahlua in Malibu if you guys want
to
swing
interested?
By.
Yeah. It's like 20 years old last time I drank.
It's all separated, too.
Just been holding on to it.
Ew!
I knew this time would come. Put me in, coach.
Okay, so I started hearing some more barking, dude. And you guys know I hate barking dogs.
You
is it
hate
the same
barking
puppy?
Yeah, is it the same
no,
puppy?
No, no.
New puppy.
It is
oh,
a
no.
full-grown-ass dog.
A new neighbor with a barking dog.
Right directly under me.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
And the dog has been waking me up every morning this week, 10 minutes before my alarm goes off. Do you agree that this is an annoying thing?
It's egregious.
I could like just turn off my alarm now and just wait for this fucking dog. So I went around the apartment looking because I didn't know it was right under me. So I kind of walked around trying to hear. I was trying to echolocate this dog.
He barks a lot.
He was putting his glass
kinda.
To each and every door listening for
almost.
Fucking dogs.
And I figured out it was like they have these like businesses underneath our apartments.
Oh,
so,
dude, and it's like a doggy
dog.
Daycare?
No, there's no sign. It is a business area, but it just looks like someone's in there doing some, I don't know what they're doing.
Masturbating?
But I saw the dog.
They're bringing their dog to bark.
To bark?
Yeah, they bring it
they
specifically
rented that
space to
bark. Just to let their dog
bark.
Well, they're doing a good job because the dog is barking and I hate it. But
bullshit.
It's a little, it's a Dachshund, a very cute little dog. I found it. I saw it through the window. And,
how much was that doggy in the window?
I don't know, dude. But I want to
take this up with the apartment complex.
No, like, right? With the waggly tail.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. But like, and I was home with COVID, and it was just barking all day, and it really pissed me off. I hate it. So, here's what I've been doing, and I know it's wrong, and I want you to tell me what I need to
meditating?
Do.
Meditating?
No.
Masturbating?
No. I've been pounding the floor every time it barks. So if it goes ruff ruff ruff,
here's the
I will
thing.
Pound it three times. I will pound
yeah.
on the ground three times.
Yeah.
Tit for tat. And that's not the right thing to do. But what's the... So anyways...
No, I think it'll make the dog bark more.
That's fine. I'll keep... Anyways, the old me would just kept...
Doing this
fine.
Until you burnt yourself out.
Yeah, dude, until I break my fucking heel.
Yeah.
So I want to like leave a note, dude. You know I want to leave a note.
Yeah.
But you guys made fun of me for leaving a note last
dude,
time.
Dude, you're a note leaver.
But I don't want to be. I should I go down and talk to them in a nice way? Or should I just let sleeping
that
dogs
is,
lie?
That is literally the appropriate thing to do.
So go down and level with them like a human being.
Yeah.
That's what's called neighborly love.
That sucks dicks.
I hate it.
Because it's like, you inconvenienced me first, and now I have to inconvenience myself again to rectify the situation.
And look like an asshole.
Yeah, because like, oh, you don't like dogs? It's like, no, I don't like dogs barking.
Also, they're like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I don't know, fucking strangle
train your
it.
Dog.
Okay. Yeah. That.
Okay. Two different approaches. I gave you two different approaches. Hey,
kill it or train it. I don't know.
But the love thing is, it or leave it.
We're both facing the trains or the train and bus station. So every time a bus comes by, it barks.
Oh wow!
It barks.
Oh wow! And that's every 15 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go talk to her. That's what I'll do. I won't leave a note. I'll be a human being.
Is she cute?
Monkey's out of the bottle.
I'm assuming it is a woman.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a woman. If it's not a woman,
yeah.
I mean,
is it going to be a different situation?
No. I'm just saying, if it's not a woman,
you're gonna fall in love.
I mean, you can fucking do something to me. I'll eat my hat, dude.
You're gonna. Oh, okay. I see.
I'll eat my own ass if it's a.
You'll
it's
eat
a man.
Your own ass if it's a man.
Because I'm that sure it's a woman.
He's 100% positive because it's a woman that he will come back and say, guys, I got to eat my own ass.
Hey, would you? Why?
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
A man would have doggy control, dude.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think.
But if you had to eat your own ass, I'd give you a loaf of bread that you'd have to wipe your ass with it and eat each slice.
No.
What do you mean?
He wants you to eat your own shit.
No, it's
but
not
that's
your own
different
shit.
Than eating your ass.
He's just wiping his ass.
No, eating ass is different than actually eating ass.
Yeah, I'm just licking my asshole.
That's eating ass.
Either way.
I mean, if you want to bring some bread just to kind of like a palate cleanser, that'd be fine.
Yeah, sorbet.
A literal eating ass.
Anyways, thanks for the advice. I'll go talk to her.
Burrito? What do you think you should do, Burrito?
Yeah, that's good advice.
What would you say?
Have you ever been in that situation or known someone that has?
No. I've never lived anywhere where they let people have dogs.
Bark. A dog can easily be trained.
I've never lived anywhere where pets were allowed.
Look at that.
With reason.
That's your
solution.
I know.
I would love that, dude.
That's your solution.
I would love it.
So where you live, if you pay the pet deposit, you can have a pet. But what's the excessive noise rule? And I think dogs barking is probably some keywords written down somewhere.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go to the...
You should go to the leasing office and ask, and they'll be like, it's one bark per 10 minutes.
What if I went down there and I said, look, I'm trying to be neighborly, and I give her a gift, and inside of it is a collar, a barking collar.
A shock collar?
A shock collar.
Want to be a baller? Shock collar.
That's a little Ford.
We should make a brand of shock collars. Call it Want to Be a Baller.
That's not bad.
Baller shock collars?
Yeah. It's called Want to Be a Baller. And it's a shock collar.
It's a little long.
I want to be a baller.
Shock collar.
Is the
20-inch blades. Yeah. I am baller.
There's a DXQ here that says steel drums.
Steel drums. What do you think of when you hear steel drums? What does it do to you when you hear steel drums?
I think of Caribbean music.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like beach.
Caribbean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you guys...
I hearken back, personally.
Where do you hearken, Brian?
I'm in a bedroom.
Uh-huh.
There's a television.
Yeah.
Vaguely, I can feel that it's in the 90s.
Okay.
Maybe early 2000s.
Right.
And there's something on that television.
It's late.
And it's steel drums.
It's late at night.
Do, 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 do. And something's happening in my loins.
Yeah. First of all, I like that your steel drums was the Little Mermaid.
It did sound like Little Mermaid.
I don't know any other steel drum song besides this one that we're about to talk about, which is Girls Gone Wild, baby.
I mean, I feel like steel drums...
And Girls Gone Wild?
If you play that specific Girls Gone Wild steel drum sound, it's going to make some people wiggle. Do you know
that? Pavlovian boners.
It's Pavlovian boner. You got a response to it.
We listened to that the Girls Gone Wild theme song, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it, commercial song, and like...
I can't imitate it, but your body knows it.
My body knows it, yeah.
Your body, as soon as
it
comes on.
I don't know the melody.
Right, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Now, probably if I watched The Little Mermaid, I'd get a boner.
Yeah, because you're conflating The Little Mermaid steel drums with The Girls Gone Wild steel drums.
Dude, my small town, Slave City, there was a steel drum band. We had a steel drum band that... Ooh, nice, dude.
I think it's wiggling. It's moving. Shit, it's definitely moving.
I always hark back to the Chappelle show
dancing.
Where like the girl flashes and says, I hate you, Dad.
Yeah.
I love it. Like the censor box says, I hate you, Dad.
Thank you. Yeah. We can't do that anymore, huh?
No, you can't do that anymore. Maybe you can.
I think you can.
Chappelle probably could.
But yeah, I remember enjoying. I would go to the Slam City Festival,
mm-hmm.
and we had some guys that would bring out their steel drums
and
play.
Some white Jamaicans
representing, and I would be sitting there. I'd be 9 years old
bumble
going,
clap, bumble clap, bumble clap, bumble clap,
bumble clap.
You're just adding a little bit to it.
There's some flavor to the steel drums. Just busting a 9-year-old boner.
I think this was before. This was before I knew the truth.
The truth about steel drums is that it makes women go into a hedonistic rage.
Yeah, normally it's alcohol. I would say it's alcohol.
Dude, if you get
but
alcohol
steel drums,
and plus steel drums, if you those are it's a contributing factor. If there's alcohol and steel drums,
the effect is not zero. Yeah, I'll tell you
exactly.
That much.
It might. Yeah, I think it's probably greater than two.
What do you think, dude? What do you think about?
I think if this clip makes the internet and doesn't get flagged for copyright violation, people are gonna get some boners to this clip and not know why.
Hold on. Can we do a little? Can we just play the song just for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Just so that people can, everyone just sort of relax, close your eyes, take yourself back.
Harken back.
It's 1998.
Things are good.
You're watching
pre 9/11.
You're watching the Howard Stern show on E, and then that ends, and then this plays.
This is the whole song, though. Like, this part about right here is where you would know what's going on.
Right here?
Yeah. This is when I Hate You Dad shows up.
Okay. Nice, dude. This makes me feel good.
You can't, for only $9.95, you could have 2 hours of girls on beaches going wild.
Of girls, you know, willingly showing their tits out of the kindness of their hearts.
True.
Okay? Don't ruin this for me, Gemini. Don't ruin this for me.
I
don't think there are releases.
Come
but
on,
also,
dude.
If it's in public domain, you know, you're out in public.
Why are you gonna break his heart?
And someone has a camera, and you're willing to show them your titties. I feel like they got that footage. They can do what they will with it. It's like
your
filming
Honor,
the cops.
Closed.
It's like filming the cops, right? You're out in the public space. It's not
filming
against the law.
Filming titties is the same as filming the cops, Your Honor.
We have a diplomatic duty to, one, watch the cops because ACAB, and two, to film titties when they're there. That's our God-given duty.
All titties are tasty. That's not true.
ACAB and ATAT. I mean, but if there are titties out, you're probably pulling out your camera phone.
This was before camera phones, though.
I know, but nowadays. If there are titties out, even if they're the worst pair of fucking titties you've ever seen...
Yeah, you're checking them out.
You're putting it on your camera. Seems like we got a fucking breaking news update.
You guys have been on the journey with me on trying to get dogs to stop barking.
I think it's I believe that's your Sisyphean feat.
It is. And you know, I've been thinking about it. I know I sound like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I gave you guys the option. Like, should I? Okay, so there's a dog barking in the apartment below me, and it keeps waking me up. And I asked you guys, should I leave another note or should I go talk to her like a person?
Her?
And I guessed that she was a woman. And so anyway, so
he guessed that she was a woman.
So I nut up the other day.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and I was like, I knocked on the door, and this
come
woman
knock
comes
on
out.
My door.
Uh-huh. This woman comes out, dude.
Yeah.
Is she wearing a collar?
No.
She is the dog.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
And I was like, you know what?
Calling words.
As you were.
No, you know what? Now I have to discipline you. This is now my responsibility to train the dog.
That's right. And then I put some peanut butter on my dick and we got to work.
Yeah.
No, this lady comes out.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Let's say if I told you that she was younger than 80, I'd be lying to you. She's
wow.
an old ass
oh,
lady.
No.
With a cane.
Oh, no.
With a cane. And it took her 3 minutes to open
it
the
really
door.
It really did. It really,
wow.
I saw that she was old as she was walking to the door, and I was like,
oh
fuck.
She old.
Yeah, so when she came out, I was just like immediately started apologizing.
Listen, ma'am.
I'm like, and I was like, I have
to.
In my mind, I was like, I have to tell her why I'm here. I can't just knock on the door and then.
Right.
So my
she's
buddy
80.
Gemini told me,
"Fuck you." First off, this is from Gemini, not me. Fuck you, you old bitch, Gemini Jackson.
She was very nice,
seemingly so. Yeah.
And I was just like, at some point, it came up, and she was like, "Is this about the dog?"
Oh no! You ain't the first one.
You're probably not the first one.
Probably not. I was like, yeah. I was like,
and you won't see the
last. The dog's been waking me up. Is there any way you can like close your curtains until about 8:30 or something? I don't know.
The dog's name is Pete, okay? Aww. It's a little wiener dog named Pete. He's on, old
Pete.
As hell.
Come on, Pete.
I know. So
damn.
I'm like,
she's Annie Peter. Volt!
Wow.
She's a wiener dog named Peter.
They're each other. That's all they have.
I know.
It's each other.
No! Pete and Kathleen, dude.
So, Pete and Kathleen. Yeah, that's literally the sweetest couple I've ever heard of.
Kathleen moved to she moved to Slam City from actually from where I'm from, Slam City.
Oh wow,
Slam City East.
East. She's from the same town I'm from, and she's
wow.
like,
"Oh no!"
She's like, "Yeah, I moved here because
she's in your window."
You need to sit your little sexy.
She's in your window.
Come to my window.
Your rear window.
She actually is in my window.
There's no ceiling.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you get to pet Pete whenever you want. Oh, and Kathleen shit. Too.
Bring the peanut butter!
Pete, go fetch the peanut butter.
Pete.
And Kathleen, ditch the dentures.
Yeah.
So
anyway, she's kinda like she's softening my heart, you know? And
of course.
Like, except the fucking dog.
Well, the dog is still annoying.
A sweetheart, too.
But sweet.
And, except when he's barking, but waking you up at night.
She was like, yeah, I moved here to Slam City because I was the last one in Slam City East, and all my family's here, and I moved her, and I've been having health issues. And,
oh, man.
And I was like, I'm so sorry.
And little Petey's all I got.
I was like, oh, okay, well, if it's fine, whatever.
I'll go fuck myself, Kathleen.
Yeah. So at the end, I was like, if you could, I mean...
Really, though, shut the dog the fuck up. Love you, Pete. God damn it, Pete. You don't even hear me, do you, Pete? You don't know a lot about Julio.
Tamale Pirate?
Tamale Pilot. There it is, the Tamale Pilot.
That's so,
Yeah.
Overqualified.
Is this the first episode of a show about an animated tamale?
Tamale Pilot?
Yeah.
Where he's just an airline pilot and he loves to get drunk. He doesn't have like a Mexican accent or anything. He talks like this, right?
Did you say he's a drunk?
He's a drunk. He just said
this is how he started drinking because he was actually supposed to fly one of the
United planes.
9/11.
Oh no!
Yeah, that should have been me.
It should have been me.
He called in that day.
I wouldn't have. They wouldn't have taken me down, not the Tamale Pilot. They wouldn't have taken me down. Not the American Tamale Pilot, not me.
Clipping that shit.
He's like Mark Wahlberg. Did you ever hear that?
What?
He's like, I wouldn't let it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let
him
take over the plane.
Oh, no. I would have kicked their ass. And they're like,
I love that. I love that.
The mentality? Hell yeah, because we all want to have that mentality.
Too. I'm like, I would have fucked them up, dude.
I would have fucked them up. They only, no. The savior mentality.
Yeah.
You're going to save all of 9/11? This guy had a butter knife and he's coming after me. You don't think I'm going to come?
You don't think I'm going to stop 9/11?
You ain't thinking I'm stopping 9/11? I shouldn't have called off not the Molly Pilot, not that day.
What is this, amateur hour?
What just happened, you know? It was just.
Tamale Pilot drank too much. It's vodka, which is weird.
Because he was hung up. That's why he called in. He was hung over.
Yeah, you know? Which is weird because he's a pilot. He should have just showed up. Hey,
that's
it's
right.
Me, Tamale Pilot. No. He wasn't a drunk before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was going to visit his daughter in New York.
Right.
And she worked in one of the towers.
Oh no!
Tamale Princess worked at one of the towers, and
it got, that's her name, dude.
If I was flying that plane, then I could have saved 9/11, and then
and
my daughter would be alive.
Right, Tamale Princess would
still
be here.
It makes that kind of a personal.
Not only
it's personal with 9/11,
right? Because 9/11 it's ephemeral, but he had a very specific connection. Tamale Princess got taken that day.
Yeah, let's write it up.
Yeah, I think it's got legs, tamale legs.
This will win Sundance for sure.
Yeah.
The other day, Pete was barking, the puppy.
The co-ed puppy's barking.
And then there's another.
No!
Next door, there's two dogs barking.
Wow.
Whoa!
That's four dogs at the same time. We're talking for
quadraphonic.
Hours. For hours, dude.
Quadraphonic canine
experience.
I wish I had
debauchery?
It queued up. I did record it, but it's
cacophony.
Cacophony.
That's it.
But I like that title.
It's too much of a pain in the ass.
Say it again.
Quadraphonic canine cacophony.
Boom.
QCC.
No, quadraphonic with a C.
Damn, dude.
Triple C.
Triple C.
Oh, shit.
Quadraphonic. Wow. C-U-A-D.
Does it work that way? We can make it that work.
We can make it work.
Okay. And it's a new word.
For hours, dude. I had a recording of it, but it would be too much to.
Oh, you made a tape out of this?
Yeah. It's his new podcast.
It's so crazy. So I was like, you know what? I had your voices in my head saying, you're being a little bitch, dude. I don't know. I just think you
guys. The dogs are saying that in your head?
No, you guys.
His dogs.
Us
feedbacking that.
Yeah, my dogs, dude.
I don't think you're being a little bitch.
Not the dogs.
Is that what we're getting at?
You're my dogs. They're the dogs.
Yeah.
But anyways. So I was like, I can't do this. So I left another note.
On the new neighbor with the two dogs.
On the new neighbors with two dogs.
Because the other big dogs
or little dogs, like yappers, or they got like some
one's
heft.
A yapper, one's a heft.
And okay. Pete's got a pass.
Pete's fine, whatever.
He's the only dog allowed to yap.
Yeah, because he's old as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
But the puppy,
Mildred
and
needs
those two
him.
Dogs? Yeah. But, shut the fuck up.
But I left a note on the next door neighbor.
Do you know those neighbors by any chance or seen them?
But I left a neighbor and I said, look. I said, I'm sorry. I
is
don't
this
know.
Handwritten?
I kind of it was apologetic because I'm.
Or is this typed in?
Soft dicking it.
Handwritten, soft dicking. Yeah, I put
3215.
Brian 321X.
Come on, Mark.
So, anyways, and then like maybe I would say, oh yeah, and I text my mom this whole time, and she goes, I wouldn't have left my name.
What?
And I was like, really? Why? And she was like, I don't know. I just what? And I was like, no, I'm not going to be a coward about it. Right. So
Brian.
So I went out there and I was almost thought about tearing off the name
part.
At the
bottom. Oh wow!
But I didn't, and it was already taken actually.
Ooh!
So
oh yeah.
She'd already taken off the door. Anyway, she came over. I looked through the pee hole. She knocked on the door, and there's like a woman with a white claw in her hands.
Oh!
Whoa! Someone's trying to make some peace here.
Yeah, an offering.
Yeah, olive branch.
So she extended the white
tell
claw.
Tell us about it, Brian.
So you know? Did you know?
This is a new neighbor.
There is no law when it comes to the claw.
Well, it's lawless in her apartment, dude.
Clawless.
Just dogs going with clawless.
Now that they drank them all, it's clawless.
It's not clawless. There are dogs, and each of them has four.
That's true.
There's eight.
Overcornified!
But there's so it's her and some other and some guy, and so I open the door, and I'm smiling.
Hey, can Jeff go home?
No, I'll tell you why. Jeff doesn't need to go home. But I'll tell you why.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff. Thank you for chaperoning.
If you want to have a seat over there, you're welcome to watch.
Oh, you're going to cuck him. I didn't see this coming.
No, that's not what I mean.
It's that kind of stuff. Hot wife situation.
No. Jeff is gay as hell is the thing.
Oh, I see.
The roommates?
You'll find out that Jeff is gay as fuck.
I see. So Jeff.
Jeff is hanging out with
Brian. Oh.
Well, so I open the door. I'm smiling because this warms my heart because she's like, she's being cute with holding the white
claw.
So
we got some millennials here. What do you got here?
Maybe 35 or something.
Okay. Millennials.
Yes. I open the door and she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, thanks for leaving a note, which I don't understand why she's thanking me.
No, it's if she appreciates it genuinely.
She's
and it's
new
not,
to the area.
It's literally not a bad move.
She didn't think it was a bad idea, but it was a bad idea.
Because you could have just been rude and fucking you could have let it fester and then it would have overflown and then you would have just been banging at her door telling her
dog
to shut the fuck
up. That's true. And also, I learned later that it's like they're afraid of people complaining to the apartment complex, which I don't want to do. And
yeah,
because
they didn't pay a deposit.
Oh, that too.
Oh,
anyways, she invites me to a party later on down the hall. And before I close the door, Jeff is like, are you single?
Hey.
And I was like, yes, I am.
Model of the millennium.
And he's just like grabbing my hand. I mean, he's just like sexually assaulting me, Jeff.
Wow.
And I'm like,
congratulations.
Oh, okay, nice to meet you, Jeff. I'm going to call the cops on you.
I want you to want me.
But anyway, so I was like, you know what? I need to go down to that party. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you should.
I did not want to because I
don't
like
people.
Don't
be so prude. Don't be a little
bitch.
You don't
like going. Yeah, you don't like people.
But I went and it was fun.
Yeah,
I had a good time. It was a bunch of old
did
people
get tongue?
Like us. No, I didn't.
Did you get bung?
No, I got no bung or
well,
tongue.
Well, then why did you even go?
I know.
Well, there was the possible opportunity
no
with
tongue
Jeff.
No tongue or no bung? No, Jeff would have bunged you and tongued you.
Well, there was another
bung
guy.
Bung then tongue or tongue then bung?
There was a guy there, and Jeff and that guy, I mean, they were like...
They were tongue and bunging.
They were back again. Party on, come on, let's begin.
It wasn't this kind of party, but everyone's just chilling, doing
karaoke.
He put
his dick
karaoke.
In the mashed potatoes?
Well, he might as well because these two guys were like, I mean, making out hard. They were probably, they had boners, dude. There's
did you
no
get a semi
way.
Off
raging.
That?
Huh?
Did your 85% get a semi
no,
off that?
No, it was just tasteless. It was tacky.
Oh, I feel you.
Gauche.
It was gauche.
He walked by, tapped them on the shoulder mid-makeout and jerk-off session and said, gauche much?
Which ironically was gayer than what they were doing.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. They're like, and they're like, ew.
Yeah, ew.
Just fuck off.
See yourself out. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it was a nice ending to, I mean, it started out with a shitty little note that I left, and it became a
this sounds
nice
like
ending.
A good episode of the Brian McFly show.
This is, yeah, this is Brian McFly. This, your memoir is called My Life in Notes.
Yeah. You've got mail. You've got snail trail.
You've got notes.
You've got DMs.
That has
you've
to be something about the canines too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The must love notes.
But anyways, last night I left another note on the co-ed because it
you
was
you need
insane,
to get yourself some
dude.
Stationery, dude.
That one was.
Yeah, you need some letterhead, bitch.
Yeah. It has a little dog. I can get it printed. It has it's a dog note.
No, it has a dog with like a buster sign on it.
No, it's the shape of a dog.
It's like Ghostbusters, but with a dog instead of Slimer.
Yeah, that's right.
Rum and tea. It's an unusual drink that is hot in more ways than one.
Like two?
So, well, apparently, it's a little... Yeah, it's two ways.
Yeah, it's hot two ways. Okay, I get it.
So it looks like ordinary tea, but the taste is more like ramen. It's a little spicy as well. Sick. Got a little heat to it.
Sure.
High heat, baby.
High heat,
so
baby.
It's kind of cool. And these guys did a little taste test, and it sounded pretty good. I mean, it tasted pretty good.
Some randos on the internet said it tasted good, so maybe buy it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, so this is going to be really stupid, but what about ramen coke?
Ramen coke?
They probably have that.
Like ramen coke. Anyways, all right, let's move on.
Oh, ramen coke.
Let's get out of here.
I just ramen coke.
I'm sorry.
I thought this was going to be ultimately a peepee. He's mad at you, dude.
Overqualified.
Did you fucking... Dad's not mad. He's just disappointed.
He's just disappointed, Brian.
He's fucking disappointed, dude.
I know. This, I just thought this was a safe space for puns, and you know it is.
You said no bad ideas. Apartment dog drama intensifies. Tell us about it, Brian.
As you know, there's been a lot of barking dogs. I've been leaving notes. I've been...
How many notes have you left at this point?
Oh, my God, dude.
A bevy?
At least four or five.
All right.
Plethora? Is it a plethora or a bevy? I think we're at bevy right now.
A mode.
It's too
a
many.
Bevy. It's a bevy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too many. I think it's not enough, personally.
Wow. So tell us, Brian.
Okay, so this actually doesn't have anything to do with the dog, but I parked in a paid parking spot the other day.
Uh-oh. Did you get towed?
No.
This is at your living quarters?
Yeah. I got back from the grocery store, so I was like, I'm going to park in this spot for like a couple minutes. And I go back to it hours later. Sorry.
Of course.
And there's a note on there.
Uh-oh.
The note writer is now the note receiver.
Wow.
You wrote yourself a note?
No. My, how the notes have turned.
Yeah.
The pages. Dog wrote you a note.
So you had left a note for this person previously?
No, I'm not saying I have yet.
I'm just saying that I parked in someone's spot. I had never seen anyone park there before. So I was like, no one's paying for this fucking parking spot.
Maybe they just want to keep it open when you're not there.
Well, apparently so, because I got this note and it said, hey, I'd appreciate if you didn't park in my paid, all caps, parking letter. I've taken a photo of your car.
Damn.
Just to let you know, I've taken a photo of your car, smiley face.
Oh.
Would that not have pissed you off, dude? This
passive-aggressive. Guess who's leaving fucking nails in that parking spot?
Oh, my God. I thought about it. Or those, you know, those little...
Caltrops.
No, those little star thing? Is that what you're
talking
about?
Caltrops, yeah.
Oh, God. I would fucking love that. I hate this guy. Anyways.
It was a dude that left you now?
Well, it said apartment. They left the apartment number.
Oh, wow. Did you go, hey?
I should have. If I was a real man, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It said apartment, you know.
69.
Blank, 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 blank.
Sure.
And guess what?
What?
It's dog apartment. The initial dog apartment that I thought was the you've got mail situation.
Right.
The meet cute.
Oh, there's right. A dude. It wasn't a meet cute.
It was a dude.
It was an enemy. First of all, it was a dude.
Jesus.
Second of all, apparently I made an enemy. And I've left several notes, but they've all been nice. I've never said I'm going to.
Is the dog still yapping?
The dog's still yapping. It hasn't since, though. Guess what? Oh. Beforehand, I was going to say I would never contact
but
the apartment
the moment
but
this when, dog starts yapping up.
And it's not, I shouldn't have parked in a parking spot. Anyways, I left a note apologizing. I said, hey, I didn't know it was a paid spot. I won't park there anymore. And I was mad.
Yes.
I did put a couple smiley faces on it.
Two?
Three.
You should have put, I didn't realize it was a paid capitals.
Oh, I included the word paid on purpose, but I should have done caps.
Yeah.
He really thought
so
about
it. So I was like,
it.
You know what? I'm just going to do this just to kind of sort of be nice and let them know I won't do it again.
Yeah.
So there's no trouble.
Yeah.
I get an email from the apartment complex.
Oh, no.
I put the note, like, almost immediate, my note immediately on there.
Yeah.
So he contacted them after I left the note saying I wouldn't park there anymore.
Yes.
Bullshit.
It's the on, moment.
Dude. The moment I hear a goddamn yip yip.
Yes.
It's his turn. Every time he barks, I can't do that because then the apartment complex thinks I'm crazy. But I'm just following up. And also, I'm really concerned about the dog. I mean, it's just like he leaves him alone.
It
and
sounds
I'm just
panicked.
Like, he sounds panicked. He sounds like maybe he's being beaten. I think I don't want to say he's being beaten, but it's possible.
Yeah.
We got to save that dog.
I hear some dude yelling.
It, man.
Well,
he's making his ammo more worthy.
Dude.
Going for the kill. Well,
not only did the guy leave this fucking passive aggressive note,
which is,
and I get it.
Mad.
He's pissed. He has the right to be pissed. You're parking his parking space. Sure. He vented it by letting you know you did wrong. And you were like, fine, I accept it. I did wrong.
Before
and
you do it again.
You replied back.
Can I ask about this parking spot real quick?
Yes.
Before you parked in it, did you know it was a paid parking spot?
I knew it was a paid spot, but no one has parked there ever. And it was only a temporary thing. I wasn't going to be there long. I don't do it overnight.
He was unloading his groceries and unloading his balls.
It became a couple hours, but I wouldn't have stayed there. I always move it.
Clearly labeled?
It says paid, but no one has ever been there. He just recently started paying for that spot.
I mean, it's still his spot.
It's always his spot.
It was always his spot. It was never not his spot.
Maybe you should make friends with him and like, hey, man, if that spot's open, you mind if I just roll up and...
No, I don't want that. Fuck that. That spike's getting nails every day.
Sure. Look, I know it was wrong to park in the paid parking spot.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I don't like the smiley face.
You don't like the smiley face.
I don't like that he knocked on me.
I got you.
And I'm just saying I've gone on my way to not narc on him, and I'm just saying that's over.
Yeah. I hear you. You should have complained about the dog a long time ago.
I should have.
Long time.
Because apparently he'd be just as mad.
Can you cite something in the lease that says you can't have a barking dog like that?
I don't think so.
Damn. I don't know.
I'm sure there's communal noise.
There probably is.
Excessive noise.
So if it's like after 11 p.m., the moment that thing yaps, I can't get to sleep because this dog is barking.
Maybe I'll lawyer him up. I don't know.
Fred Flintstone, yabba dabba, don't eat pussy. Is what I was gonna say.
Dude, there's no way.
That Fred Flintstone eats pussy. True
now,
or false?
Now, Barney?
Barney has to.
Lover.
Barney's a cuck, man.
No, Barney has to.
He eats cream pies out of pussies.
Barney eats the cream pies.
It's a living.
It's a living. At least I get the sniff pussy. All right, Barney, calm down. Fucking your wife here. The dogga comes to an end soon.
That's why he's barking over there.
That's why Burrito be barking.
Shit, dude.
That's his real. That's his full name. Is Burrito be barking?
B.
Yeah.
Burrito barking.
The middle B also stands for barking. So it's
I thought you were gonna say burrito.
Yeah, it stands for burrito dash barking. Says burrito barking.
Oh no. You guys know that. You know how I hate the people. The neighbors.
I hate people.
Yeah.
Tell us about this living situation.
Oh, they were just a bark. I got some barky ass neighbors, and then there was that one time that I parked in someone's parking spot.
I barked
in his parking spot, and he got pissed and left me a note, dude. Damn. And he went and narked me out to the apartment complex.
Nerd.
Instead of just coming to me like a goddamn man.
Paying barkers only.
I bet this guy was waiting for somebody to park in his spot.
I know he was, dude.
Just waiting. Ooh, I wish someone would park in my fucking spot.
And he did the little smiley face. He did like the little passive-aggressive smiley face.
Guess
on the
what?
Note.
I'm richer than you because I can afford a parking space.
Yeah, $35 a month, bottle, dude.
Man. Did he like pop up out of a manhole cover and be like, I got you, bitch.
Well, that would have been nice because then I would actually meet the guy. I've never met him. I've only gotten a shitty note from him.
Oh, you just got notes. That's right.
But here's the thing. The saga / daga is coming to an end because my apartment complex told me that my rent is $500 more a month than it used to be.
God damn. That's like a 50% raise in rent, isn't it?
Yeah. It literally is 50%.
God damn.
So I'm leaving. So I've been stewing on what I'm going to do to this guy. But when I leave, I don't want it to be like destructive or illegal, but I want to make
a shit on his car.
It could be something like that.
I just leave him a note. Shit on his
Well, here's
car.
The thing. I yeah. want to leave him a note, but I want to do it on the apartment complex
bulletin board.
No, on with
the letterhead.
Letterhead. And I want to say something that will cause some confusion in his life and have him go to the office and then they have to work it out. I want to do something like that, like say,
oh, they didn't get his last rent check.
Yeah, or the last two or three, and be like,
and that, this is a first notice for eviction or tow.
This is the second notice. Final notice.
The final notice of tow.
Yeah.
You didn't pay his pet deposit.
Yeah, and we're going to have to euthanize your pet.
That'd be cool. So I want to just like, just basically just, I want him to take a trip down to the office and have them try to figure it out. And then eventually be like, I don't think we gave you that letter. I want it to be confusing to the apartment complex and to him, and to waste both of their time.
Number one, because the apartment complex is jacking up your rent.
Yes.
50%.
Fuck him.
Number two, fuck this dude.
Fuck this
dude. Brian stays angry.
I'm not angry anymore. I don't forgive him, but I'm not angry. It doesn't sting anymore.
Brian stays remembering.
I do remember. So what
the
do you think, dude? Do you think I should choose?
Brian remembers.
The Brian remembers.
Should I choose vengeance or forgiveness, dude?
How much effort is vengeance?
I don't think it's that much effort. I just got to make a little thing, make a little letter with the letterhead.
Yeah.
How are you gonna get the letterhead?
It's like all.
A clean it's copy. Everywhere. I'm just gonna. I have gotten letters from him. I'm just gonna put the logo on top of a
piece of paper.
Okay. Yeah. You got Photoshop.
Yeah.
You got skills.
Is that
He's
bad?
Got Microsoft
Can I get
Word?
In trouble for doing that?
Yeah, you got Paint. Or
I'm
Microsoft
sure there's
Paint?
Something somewhere some nerd could like convict you of.
Yeah.
Inconvenience.
Impersonating
an apartment
authority?
Complex.
Yeah. Yeah. Impersonating a corporation, which actually is the biggest offense of America.
That's the title track, Brian. Impersonating an apartment complex.
Damn, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Do you have any other? If you have any other ideas, otherwise I'm going to go with this.
I mean, it's fairly benign, but also yeah. very inconvenient for all parties
yes.
involved. Which
true is the
pretty
point.
Fucking cool.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it some thought.
I'm
I don't
going
think...
down the route of forgiveness.
Really,
mainly because of laziness.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Mainly. I'm not going down the route of forgiveness.
It's so much work to do that bullshit.
What are you
dreaming
him
up,
for
dude?
Being an asshole?
Yeah,
he was.
No, he also reported
just
him.
Being a brat.
Yeah. No. Oh, this is brat control.
This is brat control.
I think
dude.
This
and
is
it's
your
not
calling.
Just vengeance. It's kind of revenge as well.
Revengeance.
Yeah.
No. So I mean, the guy he left the notes and he indicated he didn't like tell the apartment complex or wasn't going to escalate or anything, right?
Hey, but remind me, is there a dog involved? Like he has a dog that
he does have a dog. That's a separate issue
you somehow.
Yeah, the dog. He leaves the dog home and it just barks for hours and hours and hours. That's a separate issue.
You didn't report that?
I didn't report it, and that's what I'm saying. I think it's fucked up
on her right there.
I know. Well, I should. Well, yeah.
Low hanging fruit.
But I never reported him. And the one time that I accidentally park in his parking spot, he reports me.
Should have gotten back quick.
Huh?
What's taking you so long?
I thought you were going to do that a while ago.
No, I know, but I don't, because I knew that he would connect it to me. Now it's been long enough to where he's not going to.
How many neighbors around the way are there?
Maybe five.
So how's he gonna connect it to you? Because you bitched about it before?
No, because he was the one in the parking spot, so he's gonna see it as revenge.
Yeah, if I would have done it shortly after he did that, he would have known it was me.
I think everybody's after everyone's throats, man. I don't think it'd be connected.
Well, anyways, but now it's not connected to me at all, because no sane person would be holding on to this for this long, so he wouldn't connect it back to me.
Yeah, I see. Oh. So you gave it time on purpose.
Well, I just
said, forgot about it.
Well, a little bit, but I was also thinking one day.
So this is your one day.
This could be the one
you
day.
You get to report
this
the
is
dog.
One day.
Revengeance is best served on a fraudulent
letterhead?
Apartment letterhead.
What if I do revenge porn? And what I mean by that is I take pictures of my dick and asshole and then I slide it under
dropping
his door.
Loads
that
on
is
his car.
Revenge porn. It's also probably assault.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess that is illegal.
You can just leave it in the dude's
But
dog.
I don't think that's revenge porn in the strict sense of the definition of the word.
If you take the two separate words revenge and porn,
right, it is that.
This is revenge porn.
You're gonna end up on a list.
Yeah, I guess that could be considered sexual assault in some way.
You're going to end up on a list, says my identity theft prevention provider. That's what it sounded like coming from Burrito.
You're going to end up on a list.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you got to move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Monkeys escape after truck carrying 100 animals to a laboratory crashes in the U.S.
Damn, we got monkeys. We got a car crash.
We got a lot going on here.
Turned over Lori.
Turned over Lori is filled
with lab monkeys.
You think the monkeys crawled through the truck, got into the driver's side, and like snapped the driver's neck?
Probably. Oh, and then that's why it crashed?
Yeah.
They caused it. Yeah.
The great monkey
escape.
We've
had enough.
We had enough of this damn
That's
testing.
That's some Planet of the Apes right there.
I don't want no more Kylie Jenner makeup on my fucking face. Put some more eyeshadow on me one more motherfucking time.
I ain't no fucking bitch.
I don't need my nails done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear like the follow-up detail to this story?
Nope.
They're still looking for him.
No, they got all the monkeys.
Oh, that's sad.
There's only like three that escaped, and I'm sure they're tagged. So, you know,
they'll
find them.
God, I mean, they were
got little chips in
them. Can you imagine when they
chips
get out?
Chips with chips?
They get out of the truck.
Chips with chips.
They were filled with such hope, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After snapping that driver's neck.
They didn't even know
like,
what to think, what freedom was.
And rage. Because
they were born into it.
And little did they know they're chipped, dude, because they got the vaccine.
Damn.
Oh, they got the vaccine, so now they're chipped.
Now they know where they are. Maybe they were testing out the new chips.
Hey, J-Mark, cut that or
fresh
or
batch
tag
of chips.
Us, dude. They'll fucking tag us.
Or maybe we'll find a new audience.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Welcome. You guys are more
welcome,
fun.
Welcome, idiots.
You guys are more fun than the other guys.
Oh, and a lady got sick, too.
A lady got sick?
There's some lady that was, like, helping out. I guess she was exposed to the feces and saliva and caught some bug.
Oh, that's fucking sad as hell because now it's like the fucking monkeys and shit were all just, like, covered in shit, too.
Yeah. It's like something that kills a human population. And it came
was brewing in that lorry.
Yep.
And the monkeys just snap that driver's neck.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, now we are.
All right. So, J-Mark, edit this up. I'm about to tell the listeners, just edit this and release it. Guys, you have to trust us. We just recorded a very hot episode.
The greatest episode.
There were a lot of good bits. Everyone was feeling confident, fun, flirty.
Man repulsed as he learns his girlfriend of 3 years showers once every 2 weeks. And Brian said, if you a bish,
you gotta clean up.
Clean up.
Guys, you don't have to because it's called a double standard and they're fine.
It's called a double standard and it works in your favor.
And I like them.
I like that. I like that. You don't explain anything. It's called a double standard
and it's fine.
And it works in your favor. World's dirtiest. Speaking of showers,
are we just going on, moving on?
Moving on. Speaking of showers, world's dirtiest man, Amu Haji, who last showered 60 years ago, dies at 94.
Wow. Iranian man unofficially dubbed the world's dirtiest man.
It's funny because
it kind of looks like Pigpen.
They showered him. And then not but 3 months later, he died.
Oh, no. It was keeping him alive.
Ooh. It was keeping him alive.
Wow, his dirty ass.
He probably washed all of his protection off.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the elements. This guy, there's a video of him, he's just smoking shit. He's picking it, he's shit and smoking it.
Wait, like shit?
Like shit, like animal shit.
He was just smoking animal shit. Why?
Because he's the world's dirtiest man.
I'm glad he's dead, dude.
Oh, wow, really? What if he got high?
You need to sit your sexy ass
Wait, so was he just, is he just, he's like, this is something the world's dirtiest man would do, or he just...
I don't
is
know.
Is he insane?
I think he's
insane.
Maybe it was really difficult to shower where he lived to actually find water enough to bathe.
It looked very hot.
I don't know. I think people in Iran have showers.
I agree.
By the way, I'm standing in solidarity with you whores out there that want to not wear a scarf on your head.
I agree. You don't have to wear a scarf. You just gotta wash your
I like
pussy.
To make a political statement that angers everyone
Everybody.
Involved. The women and the...
Hey, you guys out there who are like, don't like these women showing their hair? They're whores. So I'm on your team, right? But basically, let them show their damn hair.
Yeah, let them...
Pussy hair and all.
Yeah, come on, dude.
But also, you need to shower.
Yeah, but shower up, ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
You used to be able to trap all your fumes...
Your trappings.
In your in that big bag you have to wear, but now that it's off...
Gloves are off.
Douche yourself.
Deep faked. They put my face on a porn video. So this lady, she got butt hurt because someone AI stuff.
I love this. She got butt hurt because someone deep faked her face out to some pornogs.
I'm just saying, we're living in the technology age where it's a really easy thing to get done. And if you want to do it, who's stopping you?
Nobody, exactly. But it'd be funnier if they put it on a fat chick or something, right? They probably put it on a porn star.
Maybe they just need some jack material. Who knows?
But why?
No, they absolutely wanted jack material.
This lady was very regular.
Or they could have just tried to shame her or something.
Oh, so was this done to embarrass her? I think it was done for jacking off. If they were doing it to embarrass her, they should have put her on a fat chick.
Why would they do this just to jack off and then post it somewhere?
Well, see, so that other people can jack off.
The story says she describes the horror of seeing her face digitally edited into an adult film. It's like, did someone like?
How did she come across it? Yeah, one of her friends.
Oh,
dis you?
Hey, dis you?
I always knew you had fakers.
Damn.
It was a video from the 90s. She had fakers. It taught fakers and the tan lines, hard tan lines.
And the strip.
And the land.
And a New York strip.
And blasting through the news. BC man who paid sex worker $300 out of kindness pleads guilty to assault.
This was a disturb. Do you have a funny take on this? I actually read this story just to see if there was anything funny.
There's nothing funny about it. Didn't he just trap her?
The funny thing is that he paid her $300 out of kindness. Oh,
the lie that he told. Oh,
yeah, that is pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Tell me about it.
It seems funny like too to much. Say to go to a judge after you've kidnapped and assaulted someone and
did
be like,
did he assault her?
Yeah, he put her in like a headlock or something.
Yeah,
he chased her assault. Down because I think she sprayed him and he crashed the car and then she tried to attempt to run out.
But with his
and
money,
he chased
probably.
Her. Yeah, with
that's
his money.
Not cool.
With that, I mean,
even if I try to kidnap you, you got to give me your money back.
What if he just accidentally had the child safety locks on?
That's true. Do we ever consider that?
Right.
And did we ever consider that?
She's just insane. Let me out! Let me out!
It's like, I'm trying.
She could be on drugs.
Let me pull over.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not a good look.
No. Have we ever considered that he really wasn't wanting to have sex with her and he really just wanted to
it
be...
It says out of kindness, and that's what he said. And if he doesn't lie, then it must be the truth.
He cannot tell a lie.
If he doesn't lie, then it must be the truth.
If we can prove that he never lies...
I cannot tell a lie.
Customer calls out Burger King pricing, says it makes no sense.
So I'll describe this one. So they have the Whopper, and then as you add patties to it, the price difference gets insane. So it goes from being like a $4 burger to like a $6 burger, then jumps to being like a $12 burger if you want that third patty. Now, maybe the programmer was like, maybe you don't need a third patty.
Oh, is this guy making fucking assumptions about my eating habits? If I want three patties, I'm getting three patties.
It's none of your damn biz.
You charged me $6 extra for that. I'm just going to buy two Whoppers and shuffle them.
And I bring this up because that's a Reddit post turned headline.
Oh, good. Ooh.
Slam City trope.
Hell yes.
Those are the best.
Antihistamines found in street drugs hampers effectiveness of naloxone.
Okay, so.
Naloxone.
So naloxone is.
Naloxone.
Like, is, I'm guessing.
A reversal drug.
Yeah.
It's like.
Like if someone ODs.
Suboxone similar. Oh, no, it's like.
It's like, epinephrine.
Yeah.
Or Narcan.
Narcan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you put antihistamines in the heroin, it makes it to where no one can shoot you up with the Narcan. Is that what I'm...
I think so. But why would you even do this?
So there's no chance that you'll ever be sober again.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So fucked up for the last time.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, you're killing your customer base.
Wow. Anyways. Sorry. You were about to go on to the next one?
Absolutely. Man allergic to his own orgasm actively avoids sleeping with girlfriend.
This guy should get with the girl that don't bathe, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Perfect.
He's just like, every time he's like, oh God, okay, I'll just do it. I'll just suck it up. And well, first of all, look.
Hold on. What if he like jacks off?
Well, no, it says a 27-year-old man dubbed the unluckiest man alive.
And
okay, we don't need that.
Orgasms.
Suffers from a rare disease that causes him to experience flu-like symptoms whenever he orgasms.
Wow.
He should just be a master edger. Man.
He's mid to late 20s, and he can't jake it?
Do you realize how wise this man has to be?
He has to be.
Because basically, he does not fuck unless he really, really wants to.
Yeah.
That is a superpower when you're a 27-year-old man.
Monkey's exactly. Bottle, he's man. Actually no nut, not never.
Yeah. No nut, not never.
No nut, not never. Not no
quadruple
nut. Exactly. No, not no nut, November. No nut, not ever. No nut, not ever. It's hard.
God, I'd like to talk to this guy and be like, he's like, I've had sex 10 times and every single time it was a 100% good decision because I had to.
Not the first time.
No, not the first one.
He had to find out.
Yeah. He's like, man, pussy makes me sneeze a lot. No, pussy makes me. Pussy gives me the shivers.
He got exactly the body aches. He's had sex 10 times, but it took him up until that 10th time to figure out. Oh, it's the pussy.
I mean, no one ever suspects
it's
the pussy
orgasm. So it's not.
Oh,
even
the
that.
Jacking
it's
off
just,
too.
It's even
He's known since he was.
Yeah.
13,
so when
dude.
He was 13, his mom had to take him to the hospital because he had flu-like symptoms. And, my baby's got COVID-12.
Honey, why are your socks so crusty?
Can you take me there?
Motorcycle rider arrested after speeding at 115 miles per hour, flipping off Las Vegas police.
You like this, huh?
I love it. I love it.
Is this just an ACAB story? I'm lost on why this made the
news. Because he flipped him off. It's fun.
Well, inside of the story, they quote a tweet from the cops, the police department.
What'd they say?
The police department said something, something, something. Hashtag give the bird.
Why?
Because the guy flipped off the
cops.
Yeah,
but why were they hashtagging
it? I don't know.
It's just like kind of
they're
a cheeky.
They're just being cool. They have a social media department.
I hate when cops try to be cool.
Agree. Headless body trial. Woman guilty of murdering and decapitating friend.
Here's the thing, dude. Okay, so Gemma Mitchell killed her friend...
Darlene. No, if you read the article, she goes by Darlene.
Okay, that makes sense. But Mi Quen Chong to try to inherit her estate for home renovations. Look, if you're trying to kill anyone for insurance fraud purposes or trying to inherit her estate, you don't have to chop the body off, too. All you gotta do is kill them.
Right.
You want it to look like an accident. You don't want to look like someone chopped off your head.
Exactly. It's murder. Well, maybe murder pays a multiplier on her life insurance.
That's the only way I'll accept this. Otherwise, it's insane.
I think Gemma had some hate in her heart.
Yeah, she might have.
For Darlene.
Yeah.
Damn.
Father, son convicted in assault spurred by Pokemon Go. When you read this, did you read the article?
No.
Okay, what do you think is going on here?
There's a fight over...
Who are the actors? Who are the people? Tell me who are the father and the son and what do they look like? Just describe them.
Maybe just typical everyday American people. I don't know.
I mean, like...
Wait, are you talking about demographic?
No, like their age.
Just normal.
Okay, son...
I'm feeling like the son's like 10. Like 20.
Yeah.
20?
These are nerds. Yeah.
The son 20
and
40.
And the father is like 40.
The son is 33 and the father is 75. Okay.
See, all the 33 right. made sense. There. The 75 makes less sense.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And they fought each other?
No, they fought some other dude.
Say, get off my, you're on my turf.
Exactly. No, the guy probably unseated him. The guy finally mastered this gym. And then this other guy down the road is like, nope, mine. And so they got to go fist fight him.
That's so weird, though, because the only way to get coins is to get thrown off a gym. That's what you want.
I don't know the particulars. We'll trust you on that.
Yeah, look,
you're
that's
the
what
expert.
You, look, that, all you need to know is that's what you
Nerd!
Want.
Yeah, we trapped you, dude.
Yeah, we brought that story. We actually didn't even record the first half, just so you would say
how much you know about Pokemon Go.
Dang, nerd. we also forgot to mention that Burrito has a heart of gold and would have chopped down a bunch of trees to build a homeless shelter with his laser beam eyes.
Yeah, if he had laser beam eyes, everyone else, all of us, would murder people. He would try to
build a
homeless people. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That would also beat the shit out of this father and son here.
Wow. Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. In the crazy one, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it. Dynamite.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese dokumi, or taste tester. Despite not being Japanese and because of his awful lack of smell, we'll never know when the milk is bad until it's far too late. So grab your cans of 7-Up and Manzanilla. These headlines are going to be riding the porcelain throne for a while. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment.
Hell yeah, but I wouldn't want to be a taste tester for this.
Wow.
This
was
school.
A hot episode. Fuck.
Aichi woman arrested for mixing human excrement into school lunch.
Aichi. Oh, wow, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was this Paulina Rubio's turds?
It says a 20-year-old employee of a public school in the city was charged with mixing human feces into the
lunch.
This
is male behavior, dude. Why is this woman doing this?
She got hate in her heart.
Damn, there's a lot of like hateful Asians.
No, but maybe she's working at the school where she just graduated from.
Oh, yeah.
She's 20, so maybe some freshmen were picking on her.
Also, I'm imagining a cute Asian girl. She's probably not cute.
Right.
She's got some
nasty shits.
She's got resentments.
Right, right.
She was charged with fraudulent obstruction of business.
Maybe that carries a heftier penalty in Japan than shitting.
Maybe. So in Japan, there's a custom of the principal or the vice principal eating like half an hour before everyone else does. So even if the one who like... And he tasted it, and that's it was kind of funky.
This tastes kind of funky.
This tastes disgruntled, like ass.
Disgruntled employee. It makes sense now. Good. Principals suck, dude. They should eat shit.
Yeah, they were having curry for lunch, but it was just her fucking diarrhea.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Speaking of shit, yeah. Demand for poop money drill textbooks backed up. Orders suspended until system is cleared out.
You'll have to explain this.
Clarify this headline, man. What is a poop money drill?
Poop Money Drill is a kid's book that teaches you financial literacy.
Yeah.
It's a character named Poop Money Drill? Or
no, that's the whole book. It's Poop Money Drill. So there's like a poop teacher, and then there's a little poop dog and a poop cat, and the teacher is teaching them about how to save money and how to be responsible. Yeah.
Why is it called Poop Money? Do we have a quick explanation of that?
Because they're poops.
I'm sorry, what?
All the characters
in this novel are shit.
All the characters are poop characters.
And it's teaching you how to... Okay, that's interesting.
So it's put together by the Financial Services Agency in Japan. It's distributed for free, just so long as you like order it. And they have like a ton of orders, like way more than they thought they would.
I think some people from America are trying to order this too. I would definitely want a copy.
Here's Poop Money Drill number one. The video game you want is 5,000 yen, but you only have 500 yen in your wallet. What do you do? A, give up. B, buy it with money you saved. C, exchange poop for it. Or D, sneak it out with you.
C.
D.
D.
C.
I think that's the end. I think C is it.
You exchange poop for it?
Yeah.
I mean, if they'll take it.
They'll take it.
It's an honest barter.
Wow, this is cool. This is a good way to get kids interested in it. Yeah, because they'd be like cracking up, but also learning
poop
a little bit.
Poop money.
Wow.
Yeah.
And lastly,
speaking of the other side of this, it'll be cleanliness. Japanese company develops trash can that freezes garbage to prevent bad smells.
Nice. Hate this.
Why?
They got this trash can that keeps everything inside of it at negative 11 degrees Celsius.
Oh, because Art's paying for electricity.
For electricity, and do you really need this? Maybe you should have such stinky trash.
It'll set you back around $358 US.
That's bullshit for a trash can.
Why not just get a freezer? And put your shit in there. And then
take your trash out, you damn lazy bum.
Right?
Sometimes you have a lot of trash.
Yeah, I know you're
right. Yeah, but why are you leaving it in the house? Take it out.
Yeah.
Let it smell outside.
Well, no, but I mean, it'll stink your whole garbage can. You don't.
That's what a garbage can does.
Yeah, but you don't throw the food out until it's trash day because it'll fucking, your trash can will stink.
I need a compost.
It does have the estimated energy bill to run one is about 7 cents a day.
That's not bad. Depending on how stinky your trash is.
But extrapolate that, Art. That's $2 a month.
That's two entire dollars a month.
And then guess what? That's $25 a year.
Don't fucking tell him that, dude.
Wow.
$25
per year.
Arthur, is that too steep for you?
Yeah, man. It's a use.
What if we got this for free?
Yeah, dude. What if
would you plug it in? This motherfucker would just use it as a regular trash can.
Right? Probably.
You'd use it as your freezer, dude. Like a meat freezer.
Or you could just use it as a
Maybe I'll put your decapitated heads in them.
Oh, wow.
And they won't stink or never be found because they're negative 11 degrees.
Oh, my God, Arthur.
That you lasered off.
Yeah, man, with my laser beams.
Guys, if you don't understand the callbacks entirely, it's because the first part of this episode was not recorded.
Hey.
No, but we did cover decapitated heads.
In our hearts.
You got to believe us.
Hey, if you guys have never felt FOMO in your lives, feel it now.
Feel it fucking now, because this might have been the hottest episode of all time. We'll see you next time.
Stick it up your ass. Find that lost episode and stick it up your ass.
I want to call it lost.
Yeah, it's a 20-minute salvage session.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered. Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C Standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!